Welcome to the Uncommon Career Podcast, where you get clear direction, a persuasive brand, and a competitive strategy that moves you forward. My name is Patricia Ortega, and I'm your host and career coach. Welcome back. Today, I've got with me Roger Petho. He has more than 20 years of experience in talent management and development, and he's worked with well-respected organizations such as Zoom Info and MasterCard, Nomura, Unilever, and Bank of America. Now, while at MasterCard, Roger developed a revolutionary AI tool that analyzed the organization's developmental needs and provided valuable insights for action. And as the director in talent management at Zoom Info, he implemented innovative ideas utilizing AI for real-time goal feedback. Now, Roger is committed to creating practical, user-friendly tools that help individuals and teams improve their performance. And outside of work, Roger originally comes from New York City, and he enjoys living in Connecticut with his wife and his two daughters, Elizabeth and Olivia. He loves cooking, loves traveling, and spending time with his family. And today, he and I are going to talk about the impact of artificial intelligence on the workforce and on the job search. So welcome, Roger. It is so exciting to have you on.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've gotten to know you for just a few minutes before we started recording, but why don't you share a little bit about yourself with everyone listening?
Sure. So Roger Petho, I've been in the field now of talent management, which is all about identifying talent across organization, developing that talent, retaining talent in organizations. I've been in the field now for roughly 20 years. I have a background in IO psychology, industrial psychology, which is taking, you know, psychological principles and applying it to the workforce. So, you know, been privileged to work in large global organizations and had the chance to bring this to life across those organizations and have a direct impact on those companies. And you brought up the topic of AI. I've been very proud of some of the experience I've had using AI in the workplace, in HR, in talent management, and revolutionizing the way we think about developing and retaining people across organizations.
Wow. You have such a wealth of experience. And so I'm just going to dive right in.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see what kind of gold nuggets we have here.
Yeah, sure.
You've got two knowledge bases that are extremely important. You have the industrial psychology, and then you also have the artificial intelligence. So let's just start with kind of what your thoughts and perspectives are on where the two meet.
Yeah, I think there's a lot, you know, in the field of talent management in particular, it's a field that's been backed by science for many years. However, I think there's a chance to think about how do we make it easier and accessible for the day-to-day employee, or how do we kind of make things easier for them? And when it comes to artificial intelligence, it's about, like, this is this revolutionary tool that a lot of people talk about, ChatGPT and other tools that are out there. But how do we take kind of ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, and meld it with talent management? So if you think about talent management, it's all about, like, in the field that I'm in, it's all about, like, hey, we speak to managers directly, like mid-level managers, entry-level managers, senior leaders, and we tell them, like, as a leader, as a manager, it's important that you coach your people, you develop your people, you retain them. And, you know, we put them through trainings and we give them guides and things like that. But it's very expensive. It's time consuming. And, you know, for a lot, in my experience, you could put managers through these training programs and they walk out and they forget it. And so what I think of, like, artificial intelligence is, like, giving them access to the information in the moment, which is really important. So it's like, if I have a situation where I have to coach somebody, I can go think about this training I did 5 months ago and try to think about those, like, that model I learned about.
Yeah.
But I could also use artificial intelligence to give me some ideas. Like, hey, I have this employee who has this kind of issue, or, you know, I want to coach them in this direction. What are some ideas? And, like, leveraging AI to kind of give you that information. Or even as an employee, same thing, like, career development has been really important in the field that I'm in the organizations I've worked at. It's like, hey, as an employee, what can I do in the organization to help develop myself and grow my career and build my skills? And I think AI can do that. It gives you the right ideas in terms of, like, hey, try these different programs, try this experience, try this job, try this different thing. Like, it gives you these interesting ideas, but they're also tailored to your unique situation. Everyone comes at it a different way. Like, you know, for me personally, like, what I think about my career is very unique to me, and my background experience is very unique to me.
Yeah.
And so if I want to put together a plan, I want to make sure that it kind of incorporates my experiences, my vision, my direction for my career. And using AI, for example, can help steer folks in that direction.
Interesting. So basically it's this idea that artificial intelligence helps to personalize training at a higher level.
Yeah, absolutely. It could help personalize that and give you like in the moment coaching suggestions. I think the power of AI can do some of that as well. And in some of the work that at my previous organizations, we were thinking about how to do that, like creating a tool that could do that for you. You could kind of go in this tool and just type in like, I'm this is my role, this is what I'm looking for in my career, these are my goals, and then the AI would kind of spit out the prompt for you and tell you, based on your background, your experiences, here's what you should do as part of your career. So make it very, very tailored. Because right now, even thinking about how talent is done or development is done, like I've seen like lots of big, these huge, big books you have to look through and like try to figure out what the right thing is. And it can be overwhelming for a lot of employees when you think about your career or managers and think about how do you coach people. So you're just kind of distilling it down to something that's very easy, very in the moment, very quick, very relevant to what you're doing.
So making the information, and when you talk about these books, are these like exploratory books? Are these more like books about roles within the organization?
Yeah, there a lot of them are just like books around the most common skills that are out there that are important for your day-to-day work. And I've seen these, there's a ton of consultants that put these books out, large consultancies, and they're great. But the thing is, it's like there's so much information there. There's like 100 different skills to focus on and like how to get to the right level of detail that I think where AI can play a role in is like, how can I distill all this information down to the right two or three things that I need for my career?
Absolutely. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of how, prior to personality assessments where you took, 70 questions and it took you 30 minutes, and then you kind of get something kind of spit back out that says, here's the great options for you. It's similar to that, but on a whole other level, right? And so, in the same way that you've got that exploratory process where it speeds up the process, now you have more fruitful conversations to have in less time when you go and meet with someone to discuss some of these things.
And the challenge too in large organizations that is that there's so much information there. Like, these Fortune 500 companies that I've been a part of, they spend again, they devoting a lot of money, resources into coming up with the resources guides to help employees understand their career journey and managers to understand how to coach and develop. But it could be overwhelming. It's just like there's so much to look at. I don't know where to start. What about this? So like I think AI can kind of again like point you in the right direction very quickly to get to that exact thing that you need at the exact moment. Like I need this coaching on, this particular skill. What do
Or
I
that
do?
information,
Right. The information it gets you right away versus like having to comb through it and find all these kind of dead ends to get to this information. I think it's like making it faster and more applicable to the day-to-day user.
It was reading a book, and then it was searching on Google for a page that has your information, and I was just asking, and the one answer comes up, which is so much easier. So you've got kind of that portion. Now, let's say, for example, we had, especially as you go, so I guess it's for positions that are kind of like boots on the ground, right? There's a lot of worry that artificial intelligence is going to sort of come and take over some of those positions. And I think there's less and less of that concern as you go up, higher into mid-level and upper-level positions. But there will be some impact of artificial intelligence on these higher positions. I'm curious to know what your thoughts are on the impact, both on the hiring process, as far as, will it change, it reduce or increase the number of positions? And will it change the types of positions that are needed as you go up into executive levels, mid-career executive levels? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it'll definitely change the number of the number and type of positions that are out there. And actually, before this call, I just saw an interesting article in HBR around the impact of AI on just jobs in general. And it will, I think AI to a degree will force some folks to reskill or to learn new skills and experiences. I think that's kind of like what AI will do. It will reduce administration at some point. It will make things easier for people to find. So we kind of eliminate some of those positions. So it's really important for folks to think about the impact of AI and think about, hey, if AI will impact the way I'm going to do my work, what can I do now to, reskill myself, learn a new trade, learn a new skill, try something else? Like, think about that as well. And I think, it will open up a large number of roles as well. I think there was like, I think it was Netflix that had posted a job that was like a chief AI officer or something, and it was like paying $1 million in a year. It was like something crazy. And so I think AI is definitely a skill that's in short. AI, the skill itself, is in short demand, is in short supply and in large demand. It's just, I think organizations are trying to find folks that understand how to leverage it and how to use it. So I think more of those type of roles will start appearing more and more out there. That's like AI is an important skill that you need to bring to the table when you are looking for a job and trying to land a job as well. I think if you can have that as a skill set that you bring, I think that will make you stand out as a candidate. So even if AI is not necessarily in your field right now, I think just having it, understanding it, can make you stand out as a candidate. Because like you said before, not everyone uses ChatGPT or understands the power of it. So you take advantage of this fact right now. Like, if you have that experience, or if you don't have it, get it. Just play with it. There's tons of information out there on how to use it. So I would say that's an important consideration when looking for a job as well.
Yeah, and what I'm thinking of is I'm thinking of a lot of career changers that maybe think, well, I don't have the qualifications for this industry, so I'm going to take a step down. And there's lots to say about that as far as you still have skills in your toolkit and you can actually land a position without taking a pay cut. But stepping aside from that portion and thinking, if you want to ride the wave, there's many waves right now to ride, right? There's so many new technologies. And of course, like everything in life, the bigger the reward, the bigger the risk, right? But one pretty surefire way to ride the wave to higher positions faster is to gain this skill, gain this, whether it's prompting or whether it's getting behind and learning the coding or the language algorithms. As artificial intelligence becomes more and more important, I think there's going to be folks who are, when you think of who right now is in VP positions, for example, or director positions, they've had an entire career where artificial intelligence has not actually been a part of their journey. So really, there's so many directions, but there's two questions I have for you. One is, I think we've actually already covered that, which is, if you're not yet at director or VP level, having that skill set would certainly make you more competitive in understanding how to leverage that, not just yourself, but in teams, right? How to coach and
Within the
teach people.
organization, yes.
So then I guess let's jump into the second question, which is, as someone who is in, let's say, a VP role, do you foresee artificial intelligence or not having that skill? Do you foresee that being something that could potentially start hindering someone as they try to move, continue to move upwards?
I think so, for sure. I think l lots of organizations are enabling or embracing technology and the power of data and cloud and AI. And so if you're, at that level of VP, SVP level, if you don't understand it, that could be, I think, a hindrance. Like, you want to, as a at that level of the organization, you want to think about how does technology enable your strategy, or how does it help you achieve your goals as an organization? And if you're not thinking about things like AI or anything else, then that could be an issue. So I would say, if at any level organization, you want to have really a strong understanding of the power. And if you don't understand, find someone who does understand. Yeah, absolutely. I think at any level organization, it's always important to understand what are some of the trends that are out there, and then, make the effort to learn those things and to bring it and think about how we leverage that internal organization. So I absolutely think that's important.
Wow. So, and in that process, right? Because some people are embracing it and some people maybe not so much, especially as we look at those who have been in the field for quite a while. From your experience in talent management and also having the AI background, what do you think are like, are there, and what are they, the biggest kind of mental, emotional, psychological barriers to embracing something that is new and potentially scary for some folks?
Yeah, I think it's just that it could sound overwhelming. It could sound scary. It could sound like, AI are coming for you and your job, and you're going to take over the world. And I think there's been a lot of that in the press as well. You think about like sci-fi movies and robots and things like that. Like, oh man, I don't want to, like, deal with that. So and I think it could sound like there's a learning curve with something like AI, for example. Like, oh, just it sounds like it's too much to take in. So I could see that being a burden or a barrier to entry to someone that's like, I don't understand it. I just don't have the time. It sounds complicated. I'd rather not do it. And I think so in terms of AI, it's gotten to the point where it's consumer friendly. I think back in the day when I first was working with it, you had to know how to code. You had to know how to get the data to parse out and give you the information you're looking for. It wasn't something that was just like you just pick up and start. Like you really had to have a science and a science background in it. But now it's gotten to the point where, especially like things like ChatGPT, you're just literally typing in something. You don't have to like code anything or like click or download or any. It's like write a question in every way, however you want to write it, your style of speech and your style of writing, and it's smart enough to figure it out. So I think I would say, there's actually a lower barrier of entry to artificial intelligence today than there was, 5 or 6 years ago. So take advantage of it. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line. It's there, it's easy. It can really, it can be, it's not just for, work. It's not just for, job, looking for a job, which is definitely a good use of it, but there's like a million different use cases for especially things like ChatGPT. I use it for recipes, for example. Yeah. I'm like, I have this thing, this, it gives you a recipe. Or like, I'm trying to figure out some fun things to do with my kids, and it'll give me suggestions. And so you could do those kind of things as well. So it's not just for, you don't have to think of like ChatGPT, for example, of like only thinking about it in terms of like, how do I use that in my day-to-day job? You could use it for anything. I mean, like any travel, like whatever thing that you have in your mind that you're trying to solve for, ChatGPT, for example, or AI can definitely help you with that.
It very much reminds me, it's like Siri's cousin, you know?
Yes.
It's
Siri's
like your,
smarter cousin.
yes, very soon it'll become your personal assistant, like Siri
Yeah.
already kind of is, right?
Yeah. And I've seen some apps that are out there that are voice enabled. So you don't even have to type out your prompt. You could speak, you could just literally say it like, I have two children and I'm looking for some fun activities for the fall. And then the app will tell it back to you, and speak it back to you. And actually that's it. I was thinking about using that for even job interviews, for example. Like if you want to practice job interviewing, you could use that app, for example, and have the app ask a question, and then have the then tell the app, what your answer is, and have the app give you
Feedback.
Some coaching on that question. But it's all powered by ChatGPT, for example. So that's another way you can think about using it for just on the job coaching. So there's so many different apps that are out there that are powered by AI. So I mean, just I would encourage your listeners to just be, see what's out there and play with it and see what you like and what you resonate with, and take advantage of the power that it has, because it has the ability to make your lives a lot easier, make all our lives a lot easier.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the pieces that I always think of is, artificial intelligence takes out a lot of the processing power for our brains so we can focus on more creative processing. And so,
Yes.
there's going to be a moment where everyone in the pool has used artificial intelligence. So everyone has leveled up. And so now, how did you
Yes.
use the extra time you made? Were
Yes.
you thinking more creatively? Were you researching and figuring out what the problem is for the organization? And how do you make yourself stand out and connect the dots in a way that AI can't, right? So,
Yes. That's a great, yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I think to your point, soon, everyone or a lot of people will start to will understand it, and it'll become just a thing that you understand. It's almost like Microsoft Office or something like that. Like everyone pretty knows much how to use it. It's not like a big deal if you're an expert at it, outside of a few use cases. So I think AI will be the same thing. Like eventually at some point everybody will be able to use it. But like to your point, how do you take that and do something else with it? Like that's like PowerPoint. Like you could take PowerPoint, you can make this amazing presentation that adds value to the organization. I think AI could do the same thing. Like, how do you take that and make it something that, that can change how you do things, but also bring value to where you're working at or bring value to your own life?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm going to ask you this question. If you need to take a minute and think about it, let me know. But I
Yeah.
just thought of this question of, you know, what are some use cases? Like, how are some ways that you have seen professionals and teams at work leverage artificial intelligence to have better outcomes, better performance, to, you know what I mean? Like, what are some ways that that can be done?
I think one great use case is brainstorming. Because if you have a whiteboard, you're in a whiteboarding session, it could be difficult just to come up with that first idea. So using it for that, like, hey, where do we start with this idea? And giving some prompt and see where it comes out with. I think the other is also refining your ideas. Like you could, I use it even for myself. It's like I had this rough idea on how things work. But if I put a prompt and let me see where I could take it, let me see if I could be, if it could become something. So I think just idea generation, idea refinement. If you're not sure about something or not sure how to proceed on something, I even use it for myself. Like I have this situation, I'm thinking about doing this, like using a prompt and seeing what comes out with. So I think it could be helpful for that as well. So it could really. I really just there's really no use case that's not a good fit for that. You know, I think the only caution here is that you just need to be careful with what AI, what like ChatGPT, for example, gives you. I know there's been some talk about hallucinations and whether or not it, you know, some of the stuff that it spits out is accurate. I think AI is a tool and you have to know what goes in and understand what comes out. Like, for example, even in the field of talent management, I may ask it a question about how to proceed with something, but having the knowledge of talent management can help me understand if the answer directionally is correct. Or like if I ask it for help with the presentation and it gives me some ideas, you know, given my talent management background, for example, I will say, yeah, that's not really what I'm looking for. Or, yes, that's actually a great idea. So I think also as you use a AI or ChatGPT or anything else, you have to, you know, have a grain of salt with it and it always helps to have a background and it always helps to understand the field or the thing that you're looking for as you ask the question to it, because then you're confident that whatever AI is giving you is what you're looking for. So I think that's important. If you just go in and just like ask it a question and assume it's correct, that's a big danger. And I would never recommend something like that. Like have some level of baseline knowledge, ask the question and then get the recommendation and then take it from there.
That's so true. It's very much like you go on YouTube and you will hear all kinds. I do this all the
Yes.
time. I'll go on YouTube and I'll listen to career advice. And I'm like, you know, if there was one person who's trying to get an entire career based off of just what they hear on YouTube, it would be A, conflicting, B,
Yes.
confusing, and C, sometimes flat out just bad advice. Like
Yes.
there's
Yes.
some bad stuff out there. And so I completely understand, you know, that need for a knowledge base behind what you're asking.
It helps. It helps. And also like going back to our earlier point about, you know, career coaches. You know, think about it, your own job search. Like, just I wouldn't just put my resume or ask a ChatGPT to come up with my resume and use that. Like, I want to have a ideally, I'd have a like, have a career coach look at it or you know, put me in the right direction. So, if you don't have the knowledge, try to find the knowledge that so at least you feel confident in what ChatGPT is giving you, for example. So, I think that's another. Again, going back to like the skill of artificial intelligence is not just only using how to prompt, like using it to prompt things. But also using it to further your own knowledge or further how you do things. But it's important to have that baseline level of knowledge before you kind of go further.
Oh, that's so true. You said so much in that last statement. You know, one of it is having a skill in prompting, essentially. One of them is having a background. And the other piece is vetting what has come out on the other end, right? So
Absolutely.
it's like human-led all throughout. And it's really just helps you speed up your process, but there definitely is that human component that's needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even in my work when I've used it, it's not going to save time in the sense like I could just put a prompt in and whatever it spits out, I'll just use that as the final product. It'll save time and maybe, you know, thinking about some ideas or maybe refining things. But at the end of the day, it's really important that you know, take the time to think about, look at what it's giving you and then say to yourself, does that make sense? Or not, or have another prompt or something. Like you want to work with it and make sure that it's giving you what you want. And if it's not, try a different route. I mean, that's the That's what I've been using with ChatGPT. Just like sometimes it gives you something, you're like, yeah, that's not right what I'm looking for. Let's try a different route, or maybe give you a little bit more context, and that may help you kind of get the right answer. So just be wary of like whatever prompt you give, just kind of like take a moment to see if that what it gives you is the right response.
That's so true. It's so true. Well, I've got only a couple more questions because I definitely want to be mindful of your time, but
Sure, of course.
I'm curious, what insights you have as far as any industries that you think are particularly promising for mid to senior level professionals who maybe are looking to change careers, or maybe they're in that industry and it's like, all right, let's ride this wave, like we were saying. Are there any industries where you think it's kind of even more important to have that AI base?
I think, tech is, I think, a good one to start with. I think it's important there. Even in my last organization, AI was like an important topic. It was like, how can we leverage, it just is like a CEO directive, like how can we leverage AI in all our products and in every way we do work in H, not only HR, but like in finance and everything else. So, I think technology is one to start with. I think in any industry, really, it could be something that can be used. Healthcare, for example, how do we take all this information out there and how do we come up with insights? So I think AI can be applicable to any industry, and at any level as well. So if you're thinking about making a career change or switching, I would just again encourage you to look at it and see what it could do for your organization, because it has many, many use cases, and it's probably just some that we haven't even thought of yet. So be the one that thinks about it differently and brings it to your organization, and then let it bring the value to you.
Oh, you know what it makes me think about? It makes me think about the interview, what you're saying,
Yes.
right? And so
Yes.
folks may or may not ask about artificial intelligence in any given interview, but each interview question is an opportunity to share. You're like anytime you interview, every question you're asked is an opportunity to really share whatever you'd like in that area. And so having some use cases, like you mentioned, of ways that you can use and leverage artificial intelligence in your industry, I think would make you a standout candidate for sure.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, again, I think leveraging technology in any industry is important. So if you're going into the interview and saying, I thought about some of the issues affecting this particular sector, and I think AI could help with this. And, here's what I would do with AI, for example. I think that would make you a standout candidate for sure. Like I said, understanding AI is in short supply, even though it's popular and it's been out there. I think if you can bring that to the table, I think that would make you stand out for sure. Like I think a lot of organizations are looking for that kind of skill set, or thinking about like how do we streamline things, leveraging AI or making this easier, or kind of change how we do things. So if you could bring that to the table and bring it with you during the interview process and show that you've taken the time to think about this meaty problem and taken the time to come up with a solution, leveraging AI, I think that to me that would impress me. Like you're taking some time to think about solving our problems internally as the interviewer, and so I think that's just another thing that you could bring to the table that can make you stand out from another candidate for sure. I think that's a great idea. I might even try that myself.
You're like, here we go. I got some homework.
That's a good one. I mean, like, here's the industry, here's some of the challenges that you face in your industry. Like, I think AI can help by XYZ. Or if you're in a particular field, if you're in HR, for example, oh, I think talent management is important. Here's how I see AI changing talent manager, or here's how I see it solving this particular problem for you in this particular way. I think it's a great idea.
I love
Love
it.
it.
I love it. Okay. This is great. Okay, I've got a series of short questions. These are very difficult. Okay, they're very, very difficult questions, but
Okay.
I think it's a good
I'm
way
ready.
for folks that are maybe listening in to get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
So here we go. Money or happiness?
Happiness.
All right. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
You thought about that one
I
too long.
thought about that one. Dogs.
Dogs it is. Are you a summer person or a winter person?
Summer.
All right. Night owl or early riser?
Night owl, for sure. With two kids, I have to be a night owl.
Oh, there you go. That explains it. Salty or sweet?
Salty.
All right, here's a tough one. During the pandemic or in online work, pajama pants or full attire?
pajama
You know what?
for
Everyone answers
sure.
that kind of embarrassed, but everyone answers it the same.
I mean, I it's I think work pants are very uncomfortable, and to be home with them, it just doesn't feel right. Like if you're home, you should be in pajamas, something casual. So yeah, I think all of us are guilty of like, yeah, maybe up here it's something very buttoned down or something, but then it's like pajama pants, shorts, whatever.
Yeah, why? Why? I'm like, it's a waste of laundry. Like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
It is.
So
And
funny.
you have to be comfortable. If I'm sitting in front of a computer for 8 hours or whatever it is, I have to be comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Gosh, this has been an awesome time hanging out with you and just chatting with you. But
Sure.
I also know that you are looking for a great role. Is that true?
Yes, I am. I am looking for a role. I'm in the market. I've been in the market for a few weeks now. So I'm looking for something in the talent management space, leadership development, learning. And, I have the AI background. I would love to bring that to a future organization as well and think about how do we change the game there. So, yes, if you have any openings, I'd love to chat, see where it goes.
Well, let me ask you this. Tell us maybe about one, two, or even three of some of your biggest accomplishments in talent management.
Sure. One of the biggest one was at MasterCard is introducing a way for employees to understand the career opportunities that are available to them via two things. One was via a formalized discussion with their manager. This is the first time it had ever been done at MasterCard. And so this is a career conversation that I helped set up. And so the point of the career conversation is helping employees not only think about their performance, but think about like, what are the things that you could do at the company to help get you the right skills, experiences, exposure to help move your career up or help you achieve your career objectives. So like if you want to become like a world-class expert in AI, for example, MasterCard at that time could help you do that. Here are the ways it can do that. You can take these courses, you could get mentorship by this person. So putting that process in place so you're thinking about your career at the company itself and how you develop yourself at the company. So that was something that hadn't been done before. And then also on the back of that, leveraging AI, there was something that we looked at all the data that came out of these career conversations and trying to understand like what are the things that employees are trying to that they want to focus on. So leveraging AI to do that. But to me, that was like one of the biggest accomplishments I ever had. It was like putting this in place, leveraging AI, the training that we put together for this career conversation to win an award and won a Silver Kelly Award. That was very exciting to receive that award. So that was like a highlight of my career. It was like doing something for the first time and having it be successful and having it go across your organization. So I'm very proud of that moment.
Oh my goodness, that is huge. That is
Yes.
huge. And you snuck that in there. This is the first time you said this is the first time you have tried something like this.
Yeah, that was the first time we tried leveraging AI to because at the time AI was something that MasterCard, it was an internal tool that was more business focused, that was about fraud identification and other uses. But I had the idea like, hey, how about we try to come up with a summary of like, the thing was we had all these development plans that were in place and they were all typed in and it was like 17,000 of them. And then there's no way to look at them and come up with a summary. You have to read 17,000 individual sheets and try to figure it out. Like it's impossible. So I worked with our internal AI team, the business team, and they were like, oh yeah, we could do that, but we need someone to help us like figure out what's on those individual plans to come up with the summary. And so I worked with the team there to basically like teach the AI so that it could read a statement and come up with what that statement meant. So like if a manager puts a statement in like, I need this employee to work on executive presence, for example, by taking this course. I was able to teach the AI basically it's that to look at that statement, come up with executive presence as the keyword, which ties to this other skill. And so like at the end of the day, the AI was able to parse through all those different statements that are out there and come up with a list of 10 or so skills that were in demand at the organization. But it took time for me to work with the AI so that it could accurately read the statement to come up with the sentiment that came out of that. So this is way before ChatGPT, way before any of that stuff. This is, pre ChatGPT, but it was really gratifying. End of the day, we came up with a list and that was shared with our learning teams and they came up with plans. And then we did that every year since. So yeah, I've been definitely proud of that moment to have something like that happen.
Wow. So the next company that you go to, I have a feeling you're going to revolutionize the way they do talent management as
Yes.
well.
Yes, that is my goal. That is my to make it a lot easier and make it user friendly and business focused as well. Yes, that is
I
my
love that.
plan.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, watch out, folks. Roger's
Yes.
coming. Roger's coming. Well,
I'm
Roger,
ready
it's
for
been
you.
you're like, I'm coming.
I've
Well,
covered.
it has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank you so
I
much.
wish you all the best, and I'm sure that we'll stay in touch and catch up. Maybe you'll come back, in 6 months and we'll kind of celebrate your new win.
Yes, I'd love to be back. Thanks for having me. This has been great. Let's fingers crossed, but this has been really fun today. I had a lot of fun chatting AI and everything, job search related. So thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Hey, thanks for listening. I really appreciate you spending time with me today. If you found this episode helpful, please tap the 5-star review on the show's homepage in your podcast app. It would absolutely make my day, and it helps others discover the Uncommon Career Podcast. Now, to download your free career resources and learn how I help seasoned professionals land amazing offers in as little as 90 days, click on the link in the description or go to theuncommoncareer.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you on the next one.